Dozens of people spent the week before Delegate Zero's arrival at the Center for the Documentation of Son Jarocho in Jaltipan, Veracruz, making preparations, cleaning up the space, organizing the library, cooking, cutting paper for hanging papel picado banners, designing, printing, and posting flyers for the event, and painting signs. The centro is maintained by a group of mostly young local people, although some traveled from other states in Mexico or even from the United States to lend a hand in the process. Roxana Guajardo is originally from La Paz, Baja California Sur in Mexico, but now lives in Santa Ana, California. Roxana, along with several other young men and women, painted the huge welcome sign. She links the struggles of Chicanos in the United States with people that are oppressed in Mexico and decided to participate in the other campaign.
I think it reflects how globalization affects everyone in every country. Because we can definitely sympathize, like, come and as Chicanos, and come to welcome los Zapatistas, no? That fight for, like, the struggle for the oppressed. It makes it very, very valid for anyone in the world, you know, to come here or anywhere, to get together and organize, because we're all struggling, we're all oppressed and struggling.
Roxana, along with so many other people that have made their way through the centro, first heard about it through Son Jarocho, the complex traditional music of Veracruz whose lyrics are poignantly laced with images of nature, love, and resistance. The centro hosts an annual seminar on the nearby island of Tacamichapan, where women and men gather for daily workshops on the handmade cedar instruments, verses, dance, and food that define the genre. As midnight approaches, everyone gathers for the nightly fandangos, a type of Son Jarocho celebration, where a gaze can often convey as much as a verse. Nineteen-year-old Selene Valdez grew up in the neighboring towns of Coatzacoalcos, Acayucan, and Catamaco, and started going to fandangos as a child, and has now actively participated with the centro for nearly 3 years. Selene, along with a few other pairs of hands, cooked the feast that fed nearly 300 people on the night of Delegate Zero's arrival. Selene says she was thrilled to be able to participate in the event.
Yo decidí que si no soy zapatista, al menos comparto sus ideas de trabajo.
I decided that if I'm not a Zapatista, I at least share in their ideas of work and collectivity, and that I too, like a lot of young people, want to be respected, and not even as a young person, but as a human being, all of us, because I have seen some things, all kinds of things, done to women, children, to men, to people who work the land. And if I can, because I have the opportunity or the privilege, whatever you want to call it, well, I use it, right? Because I think that all of us working together can do what we dream.
Like almost everyone who comes through the centro, Selene was drawn in by Son Jarocho. But not so long ago, Son Jarocho was disappearing. Benito Cortés, who now works with the centro and plays with its performing group, Los Cojolites, says that the Jarocho way of life has been deeply affected due to the forces of homogenization.
La música tradicional que ejercía sobre esos lugares era muy fuerte, pero desgraciadamente...
The traditional music that used to dominate those places was really strong. But unfortunately, well, the system, as it's called, started taking over the communities. A type of homogeny started taking over the limits of sovereignty, or tried to homogenize an ample territory. In this case, our country. A country in which every region contains cultural manifestations that are different than what they used to be. In this case, for example, 40 years ago on the island's communities, the legal type representatives were chosen by communal assemblies. Then all of a sudden, the infamous democracy comes in, which is also about choosing representatives, but also leads to a lot of other things, a lot of corruption, a lot of electoral violence, loss of prestige, disqualification, and unfortunately, no other alternative proposals are presented that could benefit the community. Aside from all that, all these religions started coming in to implement their religious thinking, along with politics, with a series of phenomena that made it so that the music was disappearing, losing itself to the point where it was almost extinct on the island.
Benito usually goes to the neighboring island to facilitate workshops, but this week he spent his time at the centro preparing for Delegate Zero's arrival, and the time has come. Five of us travel from the centro in Haltipan to a town called Amamaloya in the Sierras, an indigenous Popoluca community, to pick up Delegate Zero and lead the convoy back to Haltipan. Once the exchange is made, the Mexican Federal Police attempts to keep a close eye on the convoy and the huge caravan behind it. Police on motorbikes, cars, and trucks constantly creep out of the woodwork on our way back to Haltipan. But Delegate Zero arrives safely to a waiting crowd. Ricardo Perry, who saw the centro grow from an idea into the place that it is today, addressed Delegate Zero as the anxious crowd looked on.
Desde tiempos muy remotos vivimos aquí. Nos sentimos contentos de haber nacido en la tierra Olmeca.
We have lived here since remote times. We feel happy to have been born on Olmeca land, the mother culture. Centuries of knowledge that appeared from a seed that was germinated along with the corn, the squash, the chile, and the bean, from the first organized culture on the continent. And because we know all of this, we are conscious in our commitment with the culture that we have inherited from those times, and backed by the wisdom of our people, in the gaze of our people.
Ricardo, who planted the seed of the idea for the centro decades ago and sees the people that come in and out of it daily, talked about the importance of Son Jarocho and the fandango and the identity that is solidified through it.
We want you to feel what our spirit feels when we hear Son Jarocho, to see the boys, the girls, the young people, the elders all go to the fandango, where there is no other interest other than participating in an act of communion. We have learned to educate ourselves by the contagious nature of our enthusiasm and the happiness of our lives. And this experience, which was once passed on from parent to child, is now passed on collectively in workshops, which allows us to move forward in reclaiming our identity.
Community members, including students, artists, workers, and more, each took their opportunity to address Delegate Zero and their ideas on the other campaign.
Un texto elaborado en conjunto en el que quisimos recobrar todos los pensamientos que tenemos.
También de apoyar a los...
Some had long, typed, elaborate statements. Others were handwritten. Some were made on the spot. After a couple of hours, Delegate Zero himself speaks and ends with a moving story about El Viejo Antonio, or the old man, Antonio.
Quería terminar contándoles una historia.
I wanted to end with a story that I was told by the old man, Antonio, and I tell it from memory and without the rest and the analysis the writing it would yield. And it occurred on a cold dawn in January, 10 years before the take of San Cristobal, and 22 years before I arrived here, before you. I found myself listening to some music on the little recorder. And at some point, I'm not sure when, I realized that the old man Antonio was standing behind me. And without it even coming up, I lowered the volume a little, because I knew he was going to speak. And he lit a cigarette that was wrapped in a doblador. A doblador is what we call the corn husk, the cover, since there was no paper to smoke with. He took some of the tobacco that I smoke with and formed a cigarette, lit it, and started talking this story about good dreams and bad ones. He said that in the world there were bad people, very bad people. They were so bad that their badness came out of them and started walking like a phantom. That when good people had a bad dream, a nightmare, they were not dreaming their own dream, but instead someone else's dream. And in that sense, he was saying, there is no reason to be scared of nightmares, because what we have to understand is that it is not our own dream. And it was precisely a nightmare, the world we lived in at that time. That as Indian people, we were not seen, not taken into account, much less listened to. Because where we were, nothing arrived, nothing. Not highways, not communication, not radios, not television, not anything. There, someone could be born, grow up and die, and no one would take notice, not even know their names. Well, he would say, those bad dreams or those nightmares that we would have are someone else's. They are another's who let their dreams escape. And us, because we are asleep without noticing, take it and put it in our dreams. But he would say that there were also dreams that were good. Some of them were so good that we did not remember until the moment we started making them a reality. And he would say, for example, that there are times when we would dream of liberty, and that the time when we started dreaming of liberty, we would dream of the other. And we would talk to the other, and there was no fear in our word, and there was no fear in our ear. And in our dream, we could stand next to the one who was different without there being a problem. And we could know that each person, any person, could be what they are without confrontation, without shock, without there being one who commands and one who obeys. The old man Antonio said that that dream was called liberty, that sometimes we knew we had it and sometimes we didn't, that we will only remember it when we overcome it in struggle. And he also said that there was the dream of justice, and one would dream of justice, that the world was even, was level, that there was light at the table, and there was nourishment for the word, that people would laugh and sing and dance, because the world was exact, and there was no top and no bottom, and that we, as people, would often forget that dream, as the humble and simple people we were, and that we would not remember it again until we made it into a reality. And the old man Antonio would also say that there are times when we dream that we are better, better human beings, better men, or better women, according to each one and each kind. And in that dream, one would feel that they were not perfect, but better. Better than the minute before, than the day before, than the year before. They felt that they were more complete because their listening to the other was wide, because the word that the other was giving as a gift was good, because they knew that they were not alone and that there was another who would struggle for them in the same place, in that land that was being dreamt in the dream, but existed, nevertheless, outside of it. And the old man Antonio would say that in that dream, where we were better, that the color that was being made there was so rich that sometimes music was being made in that dream, where we were better. When it escaped out of our heads, out of our dreams, and passed our guard when we were awake, it was music. And before he left, he said the dream of being better is a lot of times like the music you were listening to. Those of you who understand what I'm saying and are thinking about it know that what I was listening to was a son jarocho.
El son y el huapango fueron las dos.
Son jarocho and son huapango were the two panes of the window that I first came close to what was music and musicians. Then a door opened. Rock.
Buenas noches, compañeros. Gracias.
And just moments later, Delegate Zero was off in another convoy with a never-ending caravan to another nearby town in southern Veracruz, each with its own dreams of liberty and justice. Within a few minutes, the makeshift stage is dismantled and some people start heading home. Those who stick around help clean up a little bit, but not without thoroughly discussing the other campaign. This in a country like so many others where elections dominate the political spectrum and where support for Zapatismo has declined, as the Zapatistas critique Mexico's so-called left-wing party, the PRD. Yet after the meeting, like most people, Selene was deeply inspired.
Siempre va a haber niebla.
Pero creo que ya es el momento de simplemente ya no dejarnos para atrás otra vez, ¿no?
There will always be fog, but I think it's already time to simply not leave ourselves behind again, right? I think it's just that, because we've already taken the huge step of receiving them and of accepting our civil responsibility of receiving them, because clearly it's not easy because of the whole situation here. And a lot of people might stop supporting us now that we accept them here.
I think that.
So now, it's that no more of that throwing ourselves back. It's time to strengthen ourselves and to learn to see in the fog, right?
The fandango begins, and tonight it continues for hours and hours with people improvising lyrics based on their thoughts from the evening. A little past sunrise, everyone heads to bed to sleep, but realizes that in so many ways, the real fandango has just begun.